My mother warned me about blokes like me. Motorcycle stories of brotherhood, demons, dirt and danger. Written by Boris Mihailovic and read by Dave Ferguson. Our pack eased steadily through the traffic on our way north out of Sydney, feeling very much the badass, freedom-loving outlaws among the carloads of holidaying families peering at us through their air conditioning. I wasn't really a superstitious bloke, but the previous night's brutal pas de deux, as well as the previous month's catastrophes, gnawed at me like a vaguely cranky ferret. The triumph certainly appeared to be cursed. I made a mental note to ask Jabba if he'd killed any Chinamen recently. But as the traffic thinned on the outskirts of Sydney, I pushed my premonitions of impending doom to the back of my mind and concentrated on looking suitably nasty for the car drivers. As the pack stretched out on the expressway north, Zorro and I took turns riding up front, followed by Ankles, aka Mick, Ben, and the continuously bouncing Jabba. The Triumph's plunger rear end, 6-inch overstock front end, and sprung seat caused the rider to adopt a very entertaining up-and-down motion. Mark had designated himself tail-ender, saying his Sportster was more manoeuvrable and therefore less likely to collide with any parts that fell off the Triumph. In days gone by, we had all developed the habit of pulling over at the end of any expressway to wait for Jabba. After a while, we would pull over pretty much at the end of any 20-kilometre stretch of road. His Triumph never seemed to have the top end he assured us was there. Consequently, speeds in excess of 100 kilometres per hour annoyed it tremendously. Unfortunately, our Harleys seemed to like it around the 130 kilometres per hour mark, and so inevitably started to put some distance between us. The expressway had not been extended to Newcastle in those days, and ended just south of Gosford at Mount White. We pulled into a small petrol station for a drink while we waited for Jabba and Mark to catch up. To our surprise, they were both right behind us, although Mark and his bike had undergone an incredible transformation along the expressway. They'd been completely sprayed with a fine mist of oil and looked as if they'd been dipped in treacle. I almost dropped my bike while braying like a donkey as they rolled into the servo. Mark, however, was struggling to see the hilarity. He shut off his bike, shook his head, pointed at Jabba, and wiped his face with a paper towel Ankles handed him. "He's got to be kidding," he said, and walked off to buy a drink. Jabba was deeply engrossed with his bike. He was kneeling beside it and burning his fingers on the hot motor trying to adjust something indeterminate. Everything behind the blindingly white petrol tank was glazed with oil, including Jabba. Those first 100 kilometres out of Sydney had seen the destruction of the Triumph's left-hand gearbox oil seal, the disappearance of three of its four rocker cover inspection caps, and it was now operating a total loss oil system. Jabba's trip seemed to be over before it had started.
"What are you going to do?"
Ben asked him, handing over a bunch of paper towels.
"I'm going to fix it," Jabba replied. "It's just a bit of oil."
So saying, he pulled a roll of duct tape from his pocket and started taping over the inspection holes. I watched in fascination as piece after piece curled up and died on the hot motor. Jabba stared at the uncooperative duct tape for a moment, then decided to leave that repair until the engine cooled down.
"What are you going to do about that?" I asked, pointing at his oil-soaked rear tyre. "That's easy," Jabba replied as he started rummaging through the petrol station's various garbage bins.
He found a cardboard box, which he then carefully tore into mud flap-sized pieces. One was taped to the front of the rear guard just behind the motor. The other went into his pocket.
"See?" he grinned. "No worries."
He then checked his oil, deemed it full enough, and started taping over the now cool inspection holes. There was nothing he could do about the gearbox seal, so he started wiping oil from the bike and himself while the rest of us sat in the shade and smoked a joint. With our grins back on, we mounted up and headed north again.